Democracy is about a lot more than the nuts and bolts of electoral politics and life in Washington, D.C., but those parts of democracy do tend to make good storytelling, and that's where we're going to start today.
I don't think I'm going to be much help to you down there in Washington, Senator.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington is the iconic movie about American politics because its story is one that Americans have always wanted to believe about their democracy, that no matter how venal and corrupt politics can often be, a virtuous, innocent man like Jimmy Stewart's Mr. Smith, a small-town nobody picked by cynical power brokers to fill a Senate seat, can triumph and redeem it.
Now, you're not going to have a country that can make these kind of rules work if you haven't got men that have learned to tell human rights from a punch in the nose.
Mr. Smith was more than just a movie. It appeared at a moment when everything was riding on the elected leadership in Washington, ending the Great Depression, entering World War II. The film became part of the way that Americans think about democracy. Whenever an apparently honest and even slightly innocent maverick like Jimmy Carter or John McCain or Howard Dean runs for president, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington colors the way we see that candidate, and surely also colors those candidates' views of their own missions. And ever since Mr. Smith, most of the best films and TV shows about politics have essentially been updated remakes. The Candidate stars Robert Redford as a candidate picked by cynical party power brokers to run for the Senate. He can speak truth to power because he's such a long shot. And like the original Mr. Smith, when he resists his establishment handlers, they squeeze him. But he triumphs in the end. The Candidate came out in 1972, the year of Watergate, and unlike Mr. Smith, the Redford character ends the film with the glimmer of a modern existential crisis that nicely undercuts his thrill of victory.
What do we do now?
Wait a minute, what?
And Mr. Sterling, that premiered earlier this year on NBC, was explicitly a 21st century Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. The cynical party power brokers who pick Mr. Sterling assume he's a Democrat because his father had been Governor Sterling, a famous Democrat. But it turns out after he's in office that the innocent anti-political son is an independent who sometimes agrees with Republican positions.
Is that all it is for you? Power? Any way you can get it?
Oh, don't try to tell me you're not here for the power. We all saw what you did on your first day here. Bigger power grab than any of us ever dreamed of. Getting yourself on finance and appropriations on day one after getting appointed to the Senate. Appointed!
That show's take on politics was complex and subtle and smart. Maybe too complex and subtle in this political age dominated by polarized shouters on the left and right. Mr. Sterling was canceled last spring after just a half a season on the air.